Last week, Illinois became the first state in the nation to expand postpartum Medicaid coverage. The move will allow people who have just given birth to be covered for a full year postpartum instead of just for the first 60 days. According to the CDC, about one-third of pregnancy-related deaths happen within the first year after giving birth. This move and others like it could be one step toward addressing the glaring disparities in maternal mortality rates for mothers of different races. According to CDC data from 2019, Black and Indigenous women are 2 to 3 times as likely to die from pregnancy-related deaths compared to white women. I'm now joined by Dr. Joya Creer-Perry, founder and president of the National Birth Equity Collaborative. Dr. Creer-Perry, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
So I had a baby at the very, very beginning of the pandemic. So my experience with postpartum care is very lacking. What's it supposed to be typically?
Well, you know, I wish I could say that your experience was somehow drastically different, but sadly, we don't really focus on the postpartum in the United States of America. Typically, a patient has a baby in a hospital. Most babies in the United States are born in hospitals. And then we give them a follow-up appointment for 6 weeks later, and we send them kind of off on their way. And so if you had a follow-up visit 6 weeks later, you had the typical experience postpartum, pandemic or not.
Tell me about the experience of what Medicaid offers right now for postpartum. We understand it's 60 days, but what are they offering now in Illinois? An entire year? And what would that entail?
Yeah. So going back to even your experience, that we wish that even without the pandemic, that people would have be able to come in for at least one other visit prior to the 6 weeks. But that 6 weeks was made up so long ago. I mean, we haven't looked at our prenatal care visit schedule as OBGYN since 1930. We've been doing the same exact procedures. In other countries, the people have a home visit after they have the baby. The midwife comes to see them to check on them, and then they have a visit 2 days later and a week later. And so what this Illinois law allows you to do is think through, how would we reimagine what happens when you go home? Right now, patients have that one visit covered, and then that's it. So what if you have complications? You know, we mentioned in your beginning that people are dying at least a third of the time up to a year later. So if you have chest pain, or if you're having feelings of depression or anxiety, you don't have an opportunity to share that with a provider if you only have one visit available to you. So this allows for more than that, for prolonged. And we know Erica Garner, who died in after 6 months after having her baby in New York City, she was reliving her father's murder on the streets of New York City. And so that her heart stopped 6 months later. She, in a state like Illinois, she would now be able to still continue having health coverage for that 6 months to be able to come in and be seen, which does not exist right now if you only have 6 weeks.
Let's talk about that, because I don't know if we even, I mean, I can tell you I had no idea of what could potentially happen to someone after they've given birth. There's so much emphasis on the birthing process and complications that could happen in that process. But the postpartum experience feels like it's lacking. And I don't know if a lot of women or people who are giving birth even know what to look for after they've given birth. I mean, you come home, you have this little tiny human, you're charged with caring for that person. What should people who have given birth be thinking about in terms of watching for their own health in that very important time?
Well, there's an association called A1 that has created what's called post-birth warning signs. And that's an association for the nurses who care for you in the hospital after you have your baby on postpartum. And if you look up, you know, post-birth warning signs, you'll see things like if you see excessive bleeding, if you have swelling, if you have chest pain, if you have thoughts of hurting yourself or hurting someone else, if you have a fever, you know, those are things to look for. And unfortunately, we shouldn't just tell you that in the hospital, because as you mentioned, you have a new baby. And so even that moment of birth, all the attention goes to the baby and mom is kind of left there. We have the candy, we throw away the wrapper and everybody runs towards the candy, right? The mom is just there and ignored. And so we don't talk to her about all the things that could happen and making sure that she's supported, even around normal things like how to breastfeed, how to ensuring that people have the social safety that they need in order to be able to do that safely. So, you know, I just think we have a lot to work on when it comes to the United States and how we even teach patients what to look for when they are going home. And that shouldn't just happen in the hospital. That should be something that happens during prenatal care and something that happens in the community, so other community members can look as well.
Dr. Kirperi, one of the things that stands out to me often is the things that you just described, learning how to breastfeed, having a home visit. That's often outsourced for women and people who have had children who can afford to hire lactation consultants and postpartum doulas and things like that. So for those who can't, are they pretty much left to figure it out on their own?
Unfortunately, they are. You know, we have programs like the Healthy Start, and we have programs like home visiting through MacV, or these are fancy kind of public health things that I do as a public health person. But if that infrastructure is not in your city, or if it's not invested in by your state, and because for 4 years, many of these programs weren't invested in by the federal government as well, don't see the robustness that could exist for, you know, the other countries, like I keep mentioning, that have as much wealth as we do. Every human being that has a baby gets at least one home visit, not to police you or to take your baby away, or the way that we kind of think of social services in this country has become much more of a policing than a support and making sure that people have well-being and figuring out who is at risk and, you know, go into their homes to check on them. It's very different from saying every human being who births a baby needs support. So we need to check in on them and see how they're doing to make sure that they have all the mental and physical things that they need for support, not to police.
And finally, we've got less than a minute to go, but are you hopeful that the expansion of postpartum Medicaid coverage will go beyond the state of Illinois?
Yeah, we're hoping that places like Texas and Florida, where they have not expanded Medicaid at all, we'll see this as an opportunity to at least do it for moms and babies, because we should at least value those folks.
Dr. Joya Kirperi is the founder and president of the National Birth Equity Collaborative. Dr. Kirperi, thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me.